Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Happy Sunday. Oh, I love it when we're all together again. There is a lot going on, guys. There is a lot going on. This Wednesday, we're doing the webinar on climate change. My goodness, is this an important subject, especially if you live out west now. But then, of course, if you live back east, you just suffered through the hurricane. So it's a question that we all have to address. And one of the pieces of information that's come in is that the signal that we're sending out that's helping create this, because, you know, we're the universe is us, that signal is I'm angry. Well, so I said angry about what? And I know from teaching anger that underneath anger is fear or grief. According to the channel, we're in grief, and we're in grief because we betrayed ourselves with the thought that I'll never be good enough to be my own creator. So if we're coming from that belief, I'll never be good enough to be my own creator, how are you going to create the life you want? That's the very first thing you got to work on to get in alignment. Because then if we don't have that in alignment, we're not creating ourselves. We're not consciously creating ourselves in our world. And then our world and God looks like they're letting us down. But really, we're it and it's us. So if we let ourselves down, everything lets down and lets us down. You don't understand. Boy, I'll tell you, putting that, this is the next thing. All this information that I've been putting together on climate change and the summit, my big health and wellness summit begins this Friday. And it's already just proven to be off the charts. And one of the individual, you know, I'm sending individual emails to everybody. I've probably done around 60 already. And the predominant belief in one way or another, it's personalized for everybody, but for sure more than half of them have something to do with I can't be God, I can never be God, I can't accept I'm the creator of me. Guys, you have to get that in place, or going further, you're going to just continue to get limited or none of what you are saying you want to create. So the summit begins Friday for 2 weeks. You know, everybody gets daily emails back and forth, or whenever you want to email me for answers and clarity. There's two live webinars. I think five recorded webinars around health and wellness, it's an amazing package. So on the webinar, as always, there is financial help if you need it. Can't do it with the summit because I have a lot of participants that are helping me launch this off. First one, and it appears to be very successful already. So thank all of you that have responded. You will not be sorry. So the other thing, before we go into the calls, a lot of us are experiencing anxiety. Well, let me rephrase that. What feels like anxiety? And it's almost like it hits you in the moment, kind of takes you over. It's not anxiety, guys. It's excitement. It's excitement about us moving into our power. Don't be afraid. So the positive of that is be excited and brave. I am excited and brave as I step into my power. When I step into my power and really exercise my power of the creation of me, I create health and wellness in every subject of my life. That's what you want to focus on right now. Happening to me, happening to my daughter, happening to a couple of clients that I've been working with. And we think with everything going on in the world that it's about that, but it's really about us opening up and moving exponentially into a new place of power. So, yee-hee. And I want, before we go to the calls, to read you this from Abraham Hicks. Thank you, Reva, for sending this to me. Mining the moment for something that feels good, something to appreciate, something to savor, something to take in. That's what your moments are about. They're not about justifying your existence. It's justified. You exist. It's not about proving your worthiness. It's done. You're worthy. It's not about achieving success. You'll never get it then because you're always in the process of doing it. It's about how much can this moment deliver to me? And some of you like them fast, and some of you like them slow. Nobody's taking score. You get to choose. The only measurement is between my desire and my allowing. And your emotions tell you everything about that. So in connection, to what they gave us in the beginning of the show, they took me then to number 4 on our sheet 1. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open. Guys, you don't need any reason to be the power of you that chooses love and joy. And nothing can be the reason for you not to choose love and joy. Right now, you want to help the world and the situation and yourself because we're all one. Accept that you are the power in every moment that chooses love and joy. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Can I go to the calls now? Because I bet they're itching. I bet they're itching to get going here. Caution, Atlanta. Whoops. There you go. You're on. Kasha, you there? If you're muted, baby, unmute yourself. All righty then. Well, we'll come back later and see if she's there. Kathy in Kentucky, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh,
hello.
Yippee. How are you?
Well, what you said just before you went to the calls was so prophetic. I have some kind of rash that is just everywhere on me, and I'm itching all the time. So I'd appreciate any information, enlightenment on where it came from, what I need to do.
Okay. Well, they're taking me to the body book. I keep asking them not to take me to the body book because it takes so much time. All right. Am I going to rash in the body book? Yes. You kind of have to learn how to use the body books, guys, because sometimes you go to what you think it is and other times they just take you to another page. So hold on. Rashes. This one here. Roughed up. They feel that they are being rubbed the wrong way. There is a sense of being attacked, a fear of harm, and an abiding insecurity. What are you in fear of, baby?
There's probably several things at varying levels.
Well, okay, but it all comes back to you allowing yourself to be in fear. You see, this is exactly what they're talking about. You are the power that chooses joy and love. So whatever is going on around you, Kathy, you have got to serve yourself and bring yourself back to the state of love and joy. Otherwise, guys, we erupt in our own fear and grief and anger. And where does that come out? Through our skin. One of the ways, through our skin. That's really your highest answer, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on with your husband?
Well, he's disabled and isn't able to participate very much in life. And he's trying to bring me back into being his full-time caretaker, which I haven't been for some time.
And you resent that? And you're trapped by that. Don't feel guilty about acknowledging those feelings. Because you've got to take care of you and do the best to take care of him also. But that does not mean ever, guys, that you give yourselves up to sickness and exhaustion and resentment. Okay, so you and I have worked on this, but you really have to love yourself enough to follow through, Kathy. See, when you really make the decision that you are not going to be the full-time caretaker. See, you think you've made that decision, but you haven't. Because you keep going back and forth and back and forth between the guilt.
So physically, I'm not, because I only see him about once every week or two when I take in food and things like that. Otherwise, he has people caring for him. So I pulled away physically.
Yeah, but not energetically, baby. And he's making you feel guilty. Why don't you come in? Why don't you take care of me? Right? Because you don't want to. That's why. It's true, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, then love yourself enough to acknowledge that. You know, sometimes I say out loud to myself, well, Deanna, you should want to do this, but you just don't want to. And then I laugh, and then I can let it go. But to not do something and then feel guilty as a way to pay for that is not self-love, Kathy. Understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. You get on with it, woman. Goodbye.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. I know, a little tough love there, but hey, we all needed to hear that, didn't we? Katie in Oakland, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, my first is a comment, a positive comment. One of your morning emails was about creating something. Take the time to create something when you're kind of stuck inside for.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And the last week of this horrible smoke, I've been making giant collage with my neighbor's two young children.
Oh, and beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Yesterday we finished them up. I mean, it's, you know, it's like a three or four day project, and using up all my old magazines, and it really was. It took me away from everything happening outside.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you guys, go create something. And what a beautiful thing to create. And creating can be, I'm going to bake some cookies. Let me tell you, one of the figures in my life that supported me the most when I was little was this little old lady in our neighborhood. And she was old. She was in her, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s. Although I hate to say, put that term on any age, because you know me, I believe age is a state of mind. But she was so, such a force in my life growing up. Mm-hmm. And she was just a little housewife. But she'd bake cookies and all the kids would stop by. We knew we could always go to her house and get a cookie and talk to her and get some lemonade. You know, it doesn't have to be big stuff for you to put love back out into the world, guys. And that's what we need right now. So good for you. Good for you, Katie. That was a special thing for those kids and for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Good. Good.
It's on my list to do. Now, my question is, my anxiety comes out in physical form when I'm sleeping, and I get clenched. I bought a night guard, but I would like to not clench my jaw, and calf cramps. I've gotten horrible.
Okay.
And
so,
when I'm asleep. So how do you create something when you're
sleeping? Oh, you create the best when you're sleeping, guys, because you have no resistance. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I would look into eating a little more potassium.
Yeah.
If I were you, which is easy. Do you like bananas?
No, but I get it with greens, you know, like spinach and.
Okay, well, you need a little bit more of it, I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. Now, why we go into anxiety at night is because, first of all, we stop being busy.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, we release all of our guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your subconscious takes over. And your subconscious is where a lot of your fears are.
Mm-hmm.
So at night, conscious takes over and we kind of start working out all of our fears. Or sometimes all of our dreams and excitement. But more than usual, it's the fears. So what are you in fear of?
now it's my unemployment. And there's really no reason logically for it. It's just I'm at the time now it has to transition into the federal extension. My state, my first claim is up, and I haven't gotten notice yet of being accepted to the next 12-week
okay.
extension.
So right now the signal that you're putting out is, I'm in fear that
it's
I'm not
going to
be taken care of.
Yes. Yeah.
I want you to hear that I'm not going to be taken care of. So
okay.
You're not doing the work, Katie.
Oh.
You're not going, no, I'm going to go to my love place. I'm going to feel into my love place. And that's what it feels like when I get the notice that everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I know. This is what I believe. Come on in, everybody. Come on in,
mm-hmm.
universe. Create this with me. I'm just holding this in love and joy. That's your job. But you see, you have
it
given
it. It felt like
in
a bigger wave. I felt like a little pebble under the wave, and my anxiety was higher than the positive.
Well,
thought.
That's because it's plugging into something that happened to you around 3 years old.
Ah.
When you had no control.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Hold on. It was more with your dad, the fear of not being taken care of.
Mm.
Okay. So then when it shows up later in our lives, guys, and it looks like this huge wall and we don't understand why it's so loaded for us, it's because
mm-hmm.
our little kids are scared to death. I keep telling you, go back to conception
mm-hmm.
through 8 years old and see what was going on with your family. You will get so much insight about where your reactions and your fears are coming from and your beliefs. Okay?
And yes, and what do you do if your little girl doesn't believe you? If I say, I'm in charge now, I will take care of you, you can play and relax, and I am the power.
Ask her.
Mm.
Ask her why she doesn't believe you. What does she say?
Mm. I have to protect you.
That's right. And then you say what?
You don't need to.
Thank you. Thank you for protecting me. I love you that you want to protect me. And I have a better way to protect both of us now. Will you trust me?
Oof.
Now what? Yeah, you can feel the difference, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now she, with a little more love and trust, she is ready to come forward and integrate with you. And that's what we need, guys. We need all of us integrated. We need our hearts and our brains integrated. So they're working together. Boy, have I learned a lot about that getting ready for this summit. I'm telling you, I feel like I've been back to college here with all this studying that I've been doing. But it's exciting, and it's really exciting to me, guys, to find out all the scientific stuff that backs up everything I teach you. It's just, and some of it hasn't come out till the last 10 years, and the channel gave it to us over 20 years ago. It's exciting for me. So anyway, you've got your answer, Katie?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
That was the deeper answer I was looking for. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet, baby cakes. And that's for all of us, guys. She really served all of us there. You just don't talk to your little kid as a parent. Talk to your little kid as an equal. Right? because in the running of your life, they are very much equal, believe me. All right, we're going to Kimmy in Phoenix.
Hello.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Awesome call as usual. Anyway.
Thank you.
You betcha. I am looking forward to the summit. It's going to be amazing.
I guarantee you that.
Oh, hell yeah. The channel message you gave me, thank you. I am painting the interior and exterior of my house. I had three painters I was considering. One, I'm not going to go with. And
go
now
to your
I'm
heart,
down.
Kim. Go to your heart.
Okay. And I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm like,
yes, because you don't go to your heart.
Okay.
I'm asking all of you, even in the most mundane of situations, go to your heart. So when you drop into your heart, which one does your heart go toward?
Oof. It's kind of like, I like them both.
Didn't ask you that.
So, you're right.
Just drop into your heart. You see, you're still up in your head.
You're weighing
them against each other. Go to your heart. And just picture one and then picture the other. And where does your heart gravitate to? This is beautiful because this is so what we all do, guys, instead of making it easy. All right, Kim, I want you to put one guy on your left and one guy on your right.
Okay.
Okay, look at the guy on the left with an open heart.
Okay.
Look at the guy on the right with an open heart. Where did you go? Oh,
the
I get
on
it.
The...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead and say.
No, go ahead. Who did you pick?
Okay. The guy on the right, I felt
in my heart. I didn't.
My body got more excited about him than it did the guy on the right.
So the guy on the left.
Excuse me. Yes. Yes. Hello. Yes. On the left.
So the guy
I got
on
more
the
excited.
Left. Yeah. Get him. That's right where I went. But
okay.
What you're going through, and everybody listen up. You don't trust your own decisions.
Thank
and
you.
So
because
even when you go to your heart, you don't trust what you're feeling.
Yes.
Well,
and,
stop it.
Yeah. Thank you. I kept telling myself that. So.
You kept telling yourself what?
To stop it. You know, I kept going in the circle.
Yeah, but you didn't tell yourself continually, I trust me. I know and I'm clear. I trust me making my highest decisions. And I know and I'm clear. I would direct every single day when you get up with those.
Well, also, now, does that, I thought it parlayed when I'm trying to figure all this out, the channeled message that you gave me about, you know, not working with all energy. I thought that had to do with it.
Well, it does. Because
oh,
if you don't
does,
trust
yeah.
yourself to make a decision, you don't trust the universe, and you're not working with it.
And that is correct.
Well, goody. You learned a
Yay.
Big honker one here today.
yes, I did. Thank
big
you, oh great
one.
Wise one.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, darling. Goodbye. Oh, my God. I am the great wise one. Oh, my God, we were watching Whose Line Is It Anyway last night. If you guys don't watch that show, it's a little raunchy. But, boy, if you want to belly laugh and feel good, tune into that show. These guys are amazing. Kasia, are you there yet in Atlanta? Are you on?
Yeah. Yes.
I was here before, Hi. But I couldn't find you. Hi, sweetheart. What's your question?
Well, I'm in Atlanta looking for a place, and I don't know. I used to live here, but now that I'm here,
don't even start with I don't know.
I'm
because
thinking
you're
about
never going to get the answer. So we know, and we're clear. What do you want?
I want to live somewhere affordable, pretty, safe, and near, like, food, and have friends. But I don't know where that's at.
Well, your job isn't to know where it's at. Your job mm-hmm. is to get very clear about what you want and feel how good it is to live there. Won't it feel great when you have a beautiful place that you can afford and it's pretty and it's in an urban place with lots of restaurants and stuff and there's a lot of people to make friends with? How will that feel?
It would feel good.
Okay, let me hear a woohoo! Come on.
Woohoo!
Oh, come on. You give me a better woohoo than that.
Woo-hoo.
Come on. Give me a yippee!
Yippee! I never
yeah.
see these words.
Now, live there and tell the universe, this is what I want. Come create it with me. I'm telling you guys, again, back to our first caller, you got to trust mm-hmm. yourself. You got to trust yourself and trust the universe. I know we got a lot of old stories about why we think we can't look away from the reality and just do what the channel is telling you to do. Okay?
Yeah, well, I put an application somewhere, but the rent is that wasn't the original apartment I wanted, and the rent is way higher than
that.
So
why the hell did you even put an application?
Because it was a 6-week special, and it was ending that day. So,
but it's
I
not
did
what
it
you want. See what
you're
I mean?
Right.
So you put an application in, and this is what you're saying to the universe. This isn't what I want, but I'm scared to death that you won't bring me what I want. So I'm just going to make an application and stab at everything. I don't think that's the life you want, honey.
No. When I got
say
yeah.
exactly what you want, and you keep saying, I am ready, willing, and able to create and receive everything I want. Everybody, I am ready, willing, and
able
to create and receive
everything
that
I want. Okay, and the universe will just bring it to me, whether it's here or Charlotte, wherever it is in the world.
If you're clear enough and you're open enough, absolutely. Now, does that mean you don't have to look through the ads or stuff like that? No, of course you do your due diligence, but don't be surprised if you're at the grocery store and you say something, oh, I'm looking for a place to live, and somebody next to you goes, oh my God, the place next to me just became available and it's exactly what you want.
Okay.
Be
I just wasn't
open.
Sure on the town because I just was feeling like I don't belong here anymore. Like, because I used to live here, and I'm just feeling like I don't fit in anymore.
Well, then how do you think you're going to create living there? Do you see
I don't know.
How everything is a positive and a negative and a positive and a negative, and then you cancel yourself out?
I get what you're saying.
Okay,
I get what you're saying.
You've got to find a way to create for yourself the feeling and the knowing that you belong anywhere you want to be, baby.
Got it. I got
okay.
that. I got that. Thank
All
you.
All right, please. You bet. We guys, we can't create a positive that we want by throwing out all these negatives. You can't do it. Kirk, what's up?
Ah, so hello, hello, hello. Wrapping you in so many wonderful East Coast hugs.
Well, I'll send you some West Coast ones back. What's up, baby?
I set the intention that I would know what the question was or the information I had to bring in, and it just came in right there at the end of the last call.
Goody.
And I am reminded of so many calls over the year where someone has set their intentions for what they want, and then we'll hear something like, and that it's all going to be fun or it's all going to be easy. And I know when I first started the process, I didn't know that was an option. And that's
yeah.
one of the coolest things is everything is an option. There was a friend of yours, a caller many years ago, who wanted a certain amount of income, a particular house, a particular area, a particular dream, and she didn't want to work for it. Yeah, she was making an effort, but that was her choice, is not to have it as a job. And it manifested. And I was like, that's interesting. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, so you have to be open to all the possibilities, guys. Because the
yeah.
universe
the
will create magic for you if you let it.
It's amazing when it happens. If you everything you say, you've said today is absolutely accurate. If you're clear about what you want, it can come. But you've got to be clear first and you've got to commit. Which leads me to, I do have a question, and it was during my morning intentions today that I finally added that I commit to this class coming up. There's two classes I'm going to teach in art, and I was excited about them, am excited about them, and guess I had some energy holding me back because the enrollment had not filled up enough to start the class. And it got moved up a week. So I want to
okay.
know.
Kirk, it's what we were talking about at the beginning. This is a really powerful thing for you. Somehow this is a sign of you moving into a more powerful creation.
Absolutely.
Well, you have to accept being more powerful. You have to go, woohoo, let's go.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's a good woohoo. Poor Stephen, you probably just blew him out there.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, get up and do that little exercise of stamping your feet. I'm so excited, I'm creating everything. I'm so excited, I'm powerful. I'm so excited, I can handle my power and I thrive in my power. I'm so, you know. That'd be good for everybody to be doing right now, because it's up. It's up for all of us. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, and for as far as apartments or cars or whatever, you figure out what you want. And Genevieve's daughter lives in just outside of Atlanta, and she's in a really great neighborhood, and it's affordable and near food and stuff. So,
what neighborhood is it? What neighborhood is it?
Lawrenceville.
There. Okay. All right, Kasia, Lawrenceville, check it out. See, it can be that easy. I'm not kidding. Thank you, Kirk.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
Love you, everybody. Stay safe and wrapping everybody in safety.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me just speak to that a minute, because when you are in harmony with love and joy, you are wrapped in white light. when you are in harmony with flow and knowing, you do not create yourself susceptible. This is one of the things we go into on the summit that they have literally proven, how your whole genetic makeup can be changed through love. It's amazing, guys. It's amazing. All right. We be going to Gina in California. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, good. I couldn't find my thing. I'm excited about the Health Summit.
Goody.
Yeah. And I am in overwhelm about what I'm creating, and I don't know what to create first. And I think I've also been really in fear this week with the fires, so it's just kind of set everything back.
Okay, but, so let me ask you, what purpose does your fear about the fires serve? What's it helping you do?
Avoid doing things. Avoid doing anything.
Yeah, so literally. Literally, you're using your fires to stop creating.
Yeah, to hide out.
Well, that's going to make you go into anxiety.
Totally. And so then I'm in anxiety.
Well, okay, so start creating
about
something.
About what to create. Well, what do I create first? The job,
why,
the roommate,
why do you have to create something first? Why can't you look at everything you want to create?
Okay.
And go, all right, well, I'm staying in. I got plenty of time to play in my imagination. Whoa. Right now I'm writing a book, teaching this huge summit, doing a show with you, doing private sessions, putting down auditions. If I said to myself every day, gosh, which thing should I do first? I would stop half of my life's creation.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a ploy that we use to not get started. Yeah. So, you know, even if it's having the neighborhood kids over and making a beautiful montage of things, then do it. But do something. Don't sit there and worry about the fires. Wasted energy, which creates, by the way, more fuel for the fire. So when you drop into your heart, Gina, when you drop into your heart, what's the first thing you go to?
A roommate. A roommate
that you want to create?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an amazing person. So then it would give me freedom to kind of do other things. Yes.
Okay. So I would make a list of every attribute that you want in that roommate, what you want him to pay, and start feeling into all the freedom and the joy you're going to feel that you're feeling right now having that roommate. And then ask the universe but to partner with you. But guys, you're sitting there going, oh God, I don't know how to do this, and I don't really, you know, and how am I ever going to find a roommate with the fires? And there's no way your brain or the universe can come up with an answer for you. It's not possible when you come from that place of creation. Do you understand?
Yes, this is so good.
Okay, get on it, woman.
Just create everything. That's
right. Yes.
Just create it all.
Yes. Why not?
Sit inside and start creating.
You
don't
know, guys, haven't we been waiting long enough? Don't wait. create. Don't wait, create. All right.
Don't
you got
wait,
your answer.
Thank you,
right.
Dean.
You're welcome. I would write that up, everybody. Don't wait, create. Genevieve in New York, you're on. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. Nice to speak with you again. I have a quick question. I've been having some problems with the bottom of my foot by my heel. Like if you push it from the arch towards the heel, I've got a, it keeps coming back. I don't know if it's a sprain or if it's an energy.
What they're showing me is that your heels are dug in. Like somebody's trying to pull you and you have dug your heels in and said, I'm not going. So what does that represent in your life?
Wow.
Where are you dug in? Are you married?
No. No.
Okay. Hold on. Is everybody balanced? Is anybody switched? All right. They keep giving me the word husband. Do you have somebody that you consider your husband? Or did you have a husband?
I had a husband, yes.
Okay. That's where we're going. And now we're going to a core belief. Hang on. Here. Okay. You are digging in your heels. Somehow, this guy, when you were with him, limited you in the belief that you could be your own God and your own creator.
Mm-hmm.
You are asking yourself to truly walk into that knowing now. But the part of you that's in fear has your heels dug in. I don't want to go. It's not going to be safe. So who told you? Well, it's your dad. I'm going right to your dad. Sorry. that being really powerful as a girl and a woman is not okay. Can you find that place in you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a place you want to work with. Those are old teachings that do not serve you anymore. Thank you very much for sharing. But now we are going to focus on I am a powerful woman and I love it and I'm safe and secure to be a powerful woman. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
all righty. Yep.
Thank
you. You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Whoops. Didn't get you off, Genevieve. There you go. Pat in Kansas City. My Kansas City, what's going on there?
Not much. It's hot here.
Is it? Yeah, well, come out here, dude.
Yeah.
105
yeah.
And smoke. It's, yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. What can I answer for you, Pat?
Oh, everything's fine here. I was just calling to say I was looking at that same channel that you were talking about, CW, and I saw that you're going to be on a TV show there with the animals.
At the what?
With has to do with animals.
Has to do with animals. Got me. I don't know, honey. I've done so much work over 40 years, 45 years now, that, you know, I've got so many replays and stuff out there in the ethers on TV. Somebody's always texting me, Dee, you're on blah, blah, blah. So, well, good, Pat. I'm glad. I hope you enjoy it. You don't have a question for the channel, though, huh?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you anyway, baby. You have a great day. All right. Let's see. Ooh. Kansas City's up today. Sandy in Kansas City, you're on.
Well, hello, Miss D. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
Well, better now that I'm hearing your sweet voice.
What can I do for you, baby?
Yeah. I had some recurring pain in a couple of joints. One is my left thumb joint, and it kind of hurts when I play trombone. And I love playing my musical instruments, so just wondering if it's something that I'm thinking, I'm eating, or what.
All right.
What I can do about it.
We're both balanced. Anybody switched? That's the highest question is what to bring into alignment so her thumb feels great. Now, did you guys hear what I said? I didn't say how can we fix your thumb or what's wrong with your thumb. I said what can we bring into alignment so it feels great. And we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, and that has to do with aging.
Okay.
Yeah, that came up for me last week too. So, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I just turned 56.
Dear God, you're young.
I know, I am. I feel like I'm 12.
Okay.
I feel young. Yeah.
What was going on with your mom around the age of 60?
When she was 60?
Yeah.
Let's see. I was answering. Oh, dear. Wow. That's, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I would look into seeing what you witnessed about her around the age of 60.
Okay.
Last week, I don't know if I shared this with you guys. I've done so many interviews this week that I said to the channel, all right, what do I have to get into alignment to book more jobs? I absolutely have the intention of booking more jobs. And you could have knocked me over with a feather, because it was a belief I had that you should start slowing down and retire at 75. Now, I'll be 72 in December. Don't I look great? And there is nothing in my conscious brain that really could tap into that belief system. And yet, when I just sat really quietly, I realized some little fleeting thoughts that have been going through my mind. Just almost so quiet, you don't even hear them, but they're there. What age did my mother retire? Her early 70s.
Okay.
What age does our, in our society, guys, at 50, we start getting the messages, well, you're going into older age now. AARP gets a hold of you. You know? Well, it's true. We are indoctrinated around with a belief system that when we hit the halfway mark, it's over. And we start declining. Now, again, in the summit, those of you that are doing it, you will learn all the scientific information that says that absolutely doesn't have to be the case. But, Sandy, this is what's behind the pain in your thumb.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
while you are becoming in harmony with playing that instrument as long as you want to play that instrument, and that age is just a state of mind, so you're going to decide you're going to be young until you leave. Now, See, there's a new concept. Can we be young until we make our transition? See,
oh,
that's an
so.
Well, I get a yes yeah. on that. But not so much at the beginning of the call.
Okay. Well,
okay.
And I think, yeah, I started thinking about my mom. That might have been when she had her second hip replacement.
Okay.
She's passed. Yeah, she passed in 2012. So.
And how old was she?
69. She just turned 69.
Okay. Ooh, you've only got 10 more years, Sandy.
Oh, well, I got more than that.
Well,
my
I'm
dad,
just...
My dad was almost 77. My grandfather was 88.
I'm just saying, look at some of those subconscious things, okay? Because they affect us, and we don't even know they're affecting us because they happen so quietly around us.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and it's like, is this like my grandfather had problems with his thumb joints? So it's like, okay, how do I disconnect from that belief then?
Okay. How you disconnect? That's a great question. How you disconnect from a belief is you drop into your heart and you feel love because you cannot feel anything else but love, if you are in the state of love, and then just send it to that thumb. Send your light. See your white light going there. And I love you, thumb, because when stuff is wrong with us, we don't love it. And then we try and heal it by not loving it. And it doesn't work, guys.
Right.
I started getting arthritis in one of my thumbs, and I just do the breathing exercise every day, which I have given all of you. How many of you are doing it, though?
Right, right.
Well, if the channel's given it to you, but if you're not doing it, then you are betraying yourself. And then God has to betray you because you and God are one. And then the thumb doesn't get any better. Do you understand?
Right. Yes.
All right. Boy, we are way over. I got to go. Good grief. Love you, honey. Oh, my gosh. How did we? No, I don't want it to be over. Okay, come on. Say it with me now because I am out of time. I love me. And I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.